He ran outside, followed closely by Margit and their three children. At first he stood back and watched as the climbers hoisted a huge cable and attached it to Stalin's head. As they slid down, Bela ran toward the cable, grabbing on, standing shoulder to shoulder with a group of workmen who were tugging on the line in a desperate attempt to bow the head of the hyenas Stalin. Like a man possessed, he pushed his body beyond its limits. Though his hands were scraped and bloody, and every muscle ached, he felt nothing but the exhilaration of the moment, welcoming the pain like a penitent.